Tower DJW, mobile. DJW bringing up the club announcements. DJW mobile.
Dan 4RJN, what you up to, Dave?
To get some breakfast, headed back home, just sitting there waiting for it to be delivered. And I never have brought up the announcements from away from home to see what it sounds like. That's the first time. Sounded pretty good.
Pretty clear. So, where are you going for breakfast?
McDonald's. It's really easy. It's just a couple of button pushes on your phone and they deliver it to your window and you drive away. Super simple.
Can't beat that. There's a couple places here in town. There's a sandwich shop, and of course Pizza Hut and whatnot. You can do the same thing, call it in, drive up to the window, and they're doing a thing where you call it in and then park and call them and tell them what parking spot you're in, and they'll bring it out to you.
Crowd into more of those solutions than the ones that I found and got comfortable with. I was thinking when I left, I looked at the gas gauge on the car. It's got an eighth of a tank remaining. And I believe the last time I filled it up was the last time we went to the mountain, which was sometime in either January or February. And this is August. So that's not bad. Two tanks of gas a year, maybe, at the most. Who needs an electric car? All you're going to use is two tanks of gas a year.
I actually had to fill up a lawnmower more often than I have to fill up the car.
Going to ease up. I'm thinking there's like 102 vaccines out there that are going through human trials, and I'm thinking they're thinking about 8 of them are going to be ready for release in December. So maybe just a few more months of this and we'll be back to normal.
Yeah, I don't know as we'll ever get back to normal, but maybe we can get back to something resembling normal.
Hey, I see some dark clouds out there. There was nothing but blue sky and white clouds when I left the house. Now headed back, I see dark clouds toward the north.
I've been seeing the sunshine all morning long, so we got some rain here last night, and it looks like it wants to again. Fortunately, I got the grass mowed in between rain, in between thunderstorms, so I didn't get all the trimming done, but I did get the grass mowed, so... If it rains again, it rains again. What can I say?
When I left the house, it's got one more week before I've got to cut it. I'm making it 3 weeks between cuts now, and two cuts between trimming, which is a lot less work than it has been in the past. I don't know why it's not growing as fast as it used to, but that's okay. It's still plenty green.
Well, about you heard, but mine's going crazy. It's been, I guess, a week since I mowed it, maybe a week and a half, and it was, I'm going to have to hire a goat or something to go out there and take care of it, because it's been going crazy.
And then sunshine for days, and that hot sunshine, and then a whole bunch of rain, and then a hot sunshine. That's what the rainforest, that's kind of like rainforest climate. It's loving it.
Loving it, and the weeds are loving it, and the crabgrass is loving it. Yeah, it's it's all going nuts.
It doesn't start getting really, really loose, and things start moving around like out in California where houses slide down the side of a hill. I think we'll be okay.
There's a little rain out there. They're burning up out there.
Talking about that on the bridges through the week, but I haven't heard much of that. I haven't heard a whole lot of discussion of that. So I guess it's because people aren't out and about out there much anymore. They're all stuck at home, too.
The TV's any indication, about half of California is on fire right now.
news when I look on the computer, when I look at the news on the computer. I don't look at the news on TV much anymore. I can't watch TV news for more than about a minute or two before my stomach flips upside down. And I don't even watch it. Those guys are so ridiculous, all of them. They're all so ridiculously far to one extreme. It's so obvious. It's just, I don't watch them. Turn them off. Use the TV for other things, things other than news.
Yeah, I understand that. I watch the nightly news with Lester and stay away from all the cable news outlets because they're not exactly news outlets anymore.
Well, I'm backing in the driveway, going to eat some breakfast, and then I think I'm going to work on my new airplane room, start getting it organized so I can go back to building and flying airplanes. Anyway, good talking to you. KN4RJN, W4DJW. Catch you later.
Enjoy your breakfast. KN4RJN, I am clear.
RJN, KB4CBA.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm on my way home from church. I just heard you and Dave in there. Hey, Dave, if you're still listening.
He was just backing into the driveway when he signed off, so he's probably inside chowing down on his McDonald's.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I used to work for McDonald's, and, you know, after a while, eating their food all the time, you really get tired of it.
D's has never been my my favorite anyway, so I don't frequent them very much.
Just a little, I'd ask them where they wanted to go, and they'd say McDonald's, and I'd say, why do you want to go to McDonald's? Because they have a playground.
Best thing they've got going for them.
As far as I'm concerned. Oh, man, I'll tell you. Well, we went to Mr. Salsa the other day and ate outside. And we used to go there about once a week. And but like I think I told you before, my wife's been doing a lot more cooking. And we'll get some takeout, pizza and that kind of thing every now and then. But she's cooking more. But I hate for her to have to do that because she works 5 days a week and she works hard. And I hate for her to have to come on and cook. So I can brown hamburger. That's about all I can do.
Ordering these meals from HelloFresh and Home Chef and various other places. The stuff comes and you got the recipe there and all the stuff's already measured out and whatnot, and it's fairly easy to do, so I've taken over most of the cooking duties.
How is that stuff? Is it any good?
The one she's been ordering, I've enjoyed pretty well. Every once in a while we get a one that's just not to our taste, but yeah, the food's pretty good. It's got a limited shelf life. The one, I forget what it is, I think it's Home Chef, puts on the recipe, you know, cook this within 3 days or 4 days or 5 days, so we just arrange it via shelf length, and we know what we're going to have for the next, you know, 3-4 days.
CPA. Well, yeah, at least you know what you're going to have. Well, my wife will cook enough for us to have, eat on whatever it is for, you know, usually 2 or 3 days, and then she'll switch to something else. So, we've been eating, you know, a lot of tacos, and or actually it's in a wrap, one of these flimsy wraps. I don't know what they're called. And I really like that. And heck, sometimes I just make a grilled cheese sandwich. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, well, I put a pork butt in the crock pot yesterday. Just put it in the crock pot, pour a bottle of barbecue sauce on it, set it slow and let it cook all day, and boom, you get, and then pull it apart, and you get pulled pork for however long you want to eat on it.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can put in a crock pot, I tell you. You can cook sweet potatoes in there and come out nice and done, nice and soft. One thing I can't stand is uncooked not totally cooked sweet potato where it's hard inside.
Don't like them crunchy.
Say your last. I missed that.
So you don't like them crunchy?
Leave crunchy for potato chips and stuff like that. Oh, me. But I've sent a lot of sweet potatoes back. People, restaurants, I don't think they realize a lot of people, they squeeze them, and they feel soft when you do that, even the ones that aren't done. And what you have to do is you have to stick a fork in it, and then you can tell if it's done. And squeezing it is not the way to tell. And I've sent probably hundreds of sweet potatoes back, and I usually get a smaller one when they come back with it because they cook quicker.
Yeah, well, sweet potato is not one of my favorite foods, so I don't have it. But well, the dog's looking at me like she wants to go out, so I'm gonna have to back out of here for a little bit. You take care of yourself and try to be productive today. I'm going to try the same thing. This is KN4RJN 73 Studio, and I am clear.
I am too. I'm pulling in the driveway here, so good timing. 73s, and enjoy your day. KB4CBA, clear.